Video, police, illegal alien hit Texas scooter rider twice in fatal drunk driving crash. By Amy Furr on July 2, 2026. An illegal alien is accused of fatally running over a man on a scooter twice with his car in Irving, Texas, while driving drunk. The suspect in the case was identified as 36-year-old Noe Ibarra Cedeno, Fox 4 reported Tuesday. The fatal crash happened on June 19 just before 3 a.m. in the 2800 block of Cantrell Street when 31-year-old Tony Vasquez was riding his motorized scooter. The suspect is accused of hitting him, making a U-turn, and running over Vasquez a second time before fleeing the scene. The victim was taken to Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas suffering from broken bones, damaged organs, and severe head trauma. He eventually succumbed to those injuries, according to VA. Officers tracked down the suspect's Honda Civic near the scene and eventually located Cedeno, who, according to reports, told them he drank several beers while watching a World Cup game before he got behind the wheel. An arrest affidavit said, he stated that upon leaving, he hit something with his vehicle, but did not know what it was, and later believed he had hit a person. The defendant turned around and drove back through the scene, not seeing anything, but running over something again. Cedeno is being held on a combined $350,000 bond and the charges against him include intoxication manslaughter with a vehicle, collision involving death, intoxication assault with a vehicle causing serious bodily injury, and collision involving serious bodily injury. The Fox article said, records also show that an immigration hold has been placed on Cedeno by federal authorities for being in the United States illegally. The victim and his father played in a band called Banana Show together. His father, Julio, said of their family's loss, "It's just terrible. I mean, somebody to do that, you know, has to be crazy, has to be an animal." The young man's father also told NBC 5, "My heart is broken in a thousand pieces. He, Ibarra, killed someone that had a lot of plans in his life. I just want justice. I believe in Texas law. I hope he pays for what he did because they need to put him in jail forever because we don't want him on the street." On what appeared to be the victim's Facebook page, Vasquez wrote in a post on June 18 regarding the World Cup, "I was born in America, I represent America. Let's freaking go. I'm proud of my country and love that the Europeans and the world love our food. Texas has the best barbecue and yes, ranch is crack." In January, Breitbart News reported, Texas's new immigration enforcement law hit the state like a shockwave this morning, wiping out any remaining sanctuary-style defiance by ordering every county sheriff to partner with ICE formally. The mandatory 287G crackdown is designed to hardwire deportation cooperation into every jail from the Panhandle to the Rio Grande. The outlet later reported in March that ICE's Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, in Houston issued detainers for a pair of Mexican nationals arrested for intoxication manslaughter. This, as ICE Houston wrapped up a year of aggressive enforcement targeting criminal illegal aliens with repeated drunk driving convictions, the article read.